We're going to continue our daily halacha because even on Yom Ha'atzma'ut, it's a great day to learn halacha. We're in Siman Gimel, going to do until Chet of Hilchot and Tehillat Yadayim, always practical and interesting. Shulchan Aruch writes, Lo yigav yadav kodem netil, Bet we're going to start with. Yadadek larot aleim maim shalosh pamim. Make sure you wash three times. We know right, left, right, left, right, left. You fill it up with the right hand, pass it to the left, and then you go right, left, right, left, right, left. To get rid of the evil spirit, Yeshua Alem. That is upon you. Somehow that gets rid of the evil spirit. How? I don't know. You got to ask your mystical friends. But that's what does it. By the way, the Gra, maybe you've seen people do it four times. The Gra is the reason for that. The Vilna Gaon's Minog brought down the Mishnah Berurah to wash four times, to wash away the water which had become impure through the washing. Let's say you just wanted one big wash with a lot of water. Nope, it doesn't get rid of the evil spirit. Technically, it would be probably good enough for Netilat Yadayim for davening for that, for the Rashba and the Rush, but for the getting rid of the evil spirit, you need to do three times. Okay, moving on. Gimel. Make sure you do not touch before you've washed your hands any of the open places. Not the ear, not the nostril, not the eyes. Anything open, nope, first wash your hands because it's considered dangerous. By the way, I forgot to mention, the Mishnah Berurah notes that you should lift your hands to the heavens and lift your hands up like you're going to receive something, and lift your hands up when you're washing your hands. A lot of people aren't so strict about this, but it's a good thing to do. Not ma'akev, but it's a good thing to do. Ideally, you should have enough water to go over your whole hand. It's considered something not to be cheap over washing your hands. The Gemara talks about it. But if you don't have enough water, so then you can wash up to your knuckles. That's what we do on Tisha B'Av. It's also good to wash your mouth, points out the Mishnah Berurah, as a preparation for davening, because you're coming before your maker, and so you wash your mouth, brush your teeth, except on certain fast days, like Tisha B'Av. But in general, washing your mouth is considered a holy act. Dalit. Okay, this one's a little bit less relevant for most of us, but even if you have washed your hands, don't touch certain areas in your behind, because it will bring you towards hemorrhoids. And don't touch places where you gave blood, because it can lead to a wound. Hey, lo yiga begigas shechar. If you haven't washed your hands, don't touch an alcoholic jug. Shemish moshayad mafsi de shechar, because touching it can ruin the alcohol. Bidiyevet, if you touched food when your hands weren't washed, you don't have to throw it away. But ideally, make sure not to touch food if you haven't washed your hands. Vav. You do not need the revius of water for Netilas Yadayim. However, the Aruch HaShulchan and others point out that ideally you should use a revius of water if possible. And for us, with running water, it certainly is easy and possible. The Aruch HaShulchan does not understand why the Shulchan Aruch is leaning about this. He says we should equate, like the Rambam, the Netilas Yadayim by washing your hand for bread to the Netilas Yadayim for washing your hand for in the morning. And the Aruch Shulchan leaves it as a Tzarech Ian. He's not afraid to question the Shulchan Aruch. He does that often, although he doesn't necessarily paskin against him. He just brings questions sometimes. Really fascinating. Zayin, Tov lahakbid mentilat yadayim, shachres b'chol dvarim hamakbim mentilat yadayim l'suda. It's good to be careful for mentilat yadayim in the morning, like all the things that you're makbid about for mentilat yadayim for a meal. Hagav, the Rama points out, miyu inu makav lo kli v'lo koach gavra. If you don't have a vessel, and you don't have the ability to do for you to push the water over your hands, it's still yotzei bidyeved. Ushar advarim posel mitilas and other things, which posel it's we don't have to be as strict for mitilas yadayim in the morning as we do for washing your hands before bed. Once again, the Aruch HaShulchan does not understand this leniency because he thinks that it should be the same, like the Rambam seems to say. Okay, I think we'll stop here. We've done enough. make sure I didn't leave anything crucial. Oh yeah, it's some interesting things the Dirshu points out. Ideally, you should wash little kids also. They also should be washing their hands because they touch food. If they're little kids, like not up to the age of chinuch, a little three-year-old, then it's a machlokis. Some say it's fine, you don't have to worry about washing your hands. And others say, no, you should be machmir, even for little kids, for washing their hands. So it certainly doesn't hurt, but we also don't have to go crazy if we see someone who doesn't wash their little kids' hands. There's a question about chatzitza. If I have a ring, for example, or anything else, do I have to be worried about that for washing my hands in the morning? Chazanish felt yes. Others were more lenient. It doesn't hurt to be strict in that case. And I think those are the notes that I have for the Dirshu and the Aruch HaShulchan on Netilas Yadayim. It's been a pleasure. I hope this has been practical and meaningful, and I can't wait for your washing your hands tomorrow when you wash your hands three times to get rid of that evil spirit and prepare ourselves with holiness to serve Hashem. Gevalt. Have a great day.